Now, the Over the Hill gang are back on their bikes and raising money this weekend, and the money is raised for Living Life Counselling. And to tell us more, we're joined by our favourite now retired bus driver, Desi O'Toole. Hi, Desi.
How's it going, Declan? How are you?
Good morning to you, and how is retirement?
I absolutely love it. I didn't think I would, but I actually do. Yeah. I love it. I love the freedom. I miss my passengers and the crack in the job. But other than that, no, I'm fine. I'm doing really well, thank you.
So you don't look forlornly at an 84 going by and say, I should be on that.
No, but I do. I tell you, I look at them and I go, I used to drive one of those. whether that's the same thing or not, I don't know. No, look, I had my day. Every dog has their day, so this dog is now retired, thank God.
Very good. And how do you spend your day? You're a very active person.
I get up in the morning, and I've three grandkids that live with us, and they keep me going, I have to say. In the morning, there's Summer and there's Noah and Tommy. And they come in every morning and they jump on the bed and they go, off to school now, they call me Rara. And I get a hug and a kiss, and that's priceless. Honest to God, Declan, that is priceless. So the rest of the day then is just tinkering around and coming up with ideas for community reaches out and the Over the Hill gang. So yeah, I'm happy enough, very happy.
Excellent, and we're coming into the good weather as well, so you'll be able to even get out a bit more. So tell us, about the Over the Hill gang. How did it come into being? What do you get up to?
It's a group of old men like myself get together and we have coffees and that. There's a fellow called Johnny Gaynor, Jimmy Connolly, and there's a few others. We get together and we just have a bit of crack and we solve all the problems of the world and, the usual when fellas get together. And we decided to just call it the Over the Hill Gang. And all of a sudden then we were saying, well, we could make money. For every 20 euros we give for Living Life Counselling, they give us 1 hour's counselling free for somebody who can't afford it. So we feel like we're helping. We hope to run a second one now later in the year for the Laura Lynn. So everything's good.
Very good. So you go up on the bikes, raise money, and you were saying it's raised for Living Life Counselling. So tell us about that work.
Living Life Counselling, they have an office in Bray and they have an office in Arklow, and they do wonderful work. People who are in trouble with their mental health, suicide tendency, all that kind of stuff, they go to them and they look after them and they charge the minimum amount. And yeah, it's a fantastic service and they do absolutely wonderful work. Unsung heroes, really.
Yes, and of course they need a few quid, so hence you're back on your bike. So tell us about this.
On Sunday, we're meeting up at Coffee Delights up on Southern Cross, and I'd like to thank Jimmy Kavanagh because he supplies us with coffees and sandwiches and all on the day. We're meeting there. We leave there actually at 11:30. We're heading up to Kilmac, on into Realmwood, up into Lara. From Lara we go to Rathdrum, down into Arklow, down the old N11, back to Coffee Delights. So it's about a 2.5 hour run. Each rider pays a tenner to ride in it. Hence, that's how we make the money. We have some sponsorship cards out there. I'd like to thank a couple of people, actually. I'd like to thank James and Kieran, Traffic Division. They're very good to us every year. And Alan, he supplies water and bars. Without these people's help, we wouldn't be able to run it. So I'd like to thank them as well.
Very good. So many of you all together are out and about.
Well, it's sort of done by word of mouth. sort of on the day, you could have 30, you could have 60, you could have 100.
Yeah.
It's just on the day. But normally there would be about 60 to 70 bikes, and they're all big bikes. So I would ask people on Sunday that when we're out and about to drive carefully on that route, because we will be coming through in convoy, and we will have marshals on the road, plus we'll have two traffic RD with us as well. So just to be careful and to know that we are out there, we'll be, it'll only take a minute or two for us to go through any given area. So just for safety reasons, just be careful.
Okay, and how do people contribute should they want to?
Come down on the day. We'll have a bucket up in Coffee Delights on the day. Or they can contact me on my mobile phone. I'll gladly be it, man. As I said, the money, every 100%, goes to Living Life Counselling.
Very good, yeah, in Bray and Arklow. So, yeah, Cafe Delights, the place to start on the Southern Cross there as you come along near the swimming pool into the right. It's sort of in an industrial estate, but people know it now as a great venue to go in, and it's a great meeting place as well. So that's the starting point. What time, Desi?
Well, the first boys will probably start arriving around 10:30. I'll be there from about 10:15, and then just getting things ready and that. So, yeah, and then we will leave bang on, because we have to be back in Calvary the lights for around 2:00, because the staff finish at 3:00. And if you get back later, we won't get any coffee, so the lads will be there waiting for their coffees.
Very good. Okay, well done to you and the Over the Hill gang on their bikes raising money this weekend. And to yourself, Desi, sounding so well anyway, that retirement suits you all right, even though people who are cursing maybe a delay in the bus or something say, no, that wouldn't have happened in Desi's time.
I'll tell you now, they say, do you know what they miss? They miss the music. I always had the radio blared and they miss the music. That's what I was told. No, we miss the music. It's very silent on the 84s, Desi, since you left. So that's what I'm remembered for, music. But anyway.
Right, and how's Gavin?
Gavin's doing well. He's flying. He's still on the 145, so he's happy enough. Thanks for asking.
Okay. Does he have the same music or what?
Yes, he's into more the 70s, and would you believe it, he's listened to Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra now, so you
my
see.
My gosh, you know, your son is going backwards into the good times of the Rat Pack, huh?
But Declan, didn't we all, like, I remember years ago, like, something like that would come on, and you'd say to your father, gee, that's terrible stuff. And yet, when you get to a certain age, that music does sound very good, you know. It happens to us all. It's a generation thing.
Right, okay. Well, thanks for your thoughts on lots of subjects this morning. Desi O'Toole. Thanks, Desi.
Cheers, Declan. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.
Best of luck on Sunday.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.